What up, what up, what up, y'all?
Welcome back, welcome back. It's been a little minute.
It sure have, but y'all already know. Okay, let me introduce myself again. It's Mona Fee.
It is Marco.
What's so funny?
No, you always just crack me up.
At the beginning, I be trying to like get myself together, and I don't know why it's so funny to you.
You always have a thing to crack me up. But anyways, we're back. We took a little hiatus because Mona...
No, let's gone. Not do this. We do this almost every episode. It's not because of me. It was the holidays. We just...
You were out of town.
Okay.
Because if you were out of town, we would have definitely would have provided a good podcast that Sunday.
But it's the holidays. I probably should have let you all know beforehand. Like, hey, next weekend is Thanksgiving. We're not going to have a
give
pot.
Updates.
So, you know, go back and listen to all the other ones that you haven't listened to because y'all know we started in 2017.
Right.
So it's a bunch of episodes that you can catch up on.
Well.
Okay, so we are starting off this episode with a little bit of bad news. The artist Juice WRLD.
Right.
He passed away. He's only 21 years old and... if y'all not familiar with him, he sang that song, I still see the shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and
that's
I
my shit.
You, and I can't change it, whatever. So,
yeah, this morning, as a matter of fact, on the way to church, my little brother was like, yo, there's a lot of shit online about Juice WRLD. I'm like, nah, I don't think that because I don't think so because I literally just got a top buzz article about Will Smith and Jaden like dying in a car crash and it,
what
right so it turned out to be a hoax. So I'm like, okay, this must be some bullshit too,
right? Because he's only 21. It's like, how will he die?
That it's real sad. Like, young, have so much more to experience, so much more he can be able to give, and you know, prayers out to his family because
that is sad. He died of a seizure.
Right.
While he had just deported the plane and walking through Midway Airport in Chicago, he had a seizure.
And he just failed.
And he passed away. Now, a lot of people, you know how the internet is and the world is these days, instantly got to speculate in the reason that he can possibly be having seizures
right.
or whatever. So, first of all, you can just like have it from a natural cause. Right.
Like, it could be literally... any
epilepsy or something that, any medical condition that you can have seizures with, right? It's not always attributed to drugs.
Right.
But since he raps about drugs so much in his music, people automatically start saying like, oh, if he wouldn't have been doing the drugs, woo-woo-woo.
I mean, but a lot of people, they could rap about some shit, but they don't really do it.
Yeah, but them young rappers be doing them drugs.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
But remember, Lil Wayne, as well as Rick Ross, they both have been hospitalized for seizures due to them doing lean, which is one of the main reasons Rick Ross was saying that he stopped doing lean. It's
right,
because
right.
it started literally affecting
fucking his
health.
Life. Right.
But,
what the fuck is lean anyway? Do you know?
Ain't it like cough syrup or whatever? Like a strong cough syrup?
So these niggas out here just drinking cough syrup.
Yeah. These days, people do anything for some kind of hat or buzz or sedative. Like, they don't want to feel nothing. What do you think it is with, like, artists that they all just be real heavy on drugs?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. Like, no, really. Like, I don't know. Because, I mean, you may think about it, you know, they're... making all this money, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get to fuck all these bitches, you doing all types of bullshit, and it's just like, you want to elevate yourself to the next level of high, you know what I'm saying? And the higher you are, you know, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It's not just the dudes, because remember Nicki Minaj,
right.
She talked about her addiction.
Just people in general, yeah.
Janae Aiko, she talked about her addiction recently. Lil Mo came out and said she was addicted to... perks or something like that.
Right.
But
I mean, the medication, like those medications, they do have an addiction agent to like in them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why they, if they are using it, you know, on a regular basis, then of course you're going to get addicted to it.
I don't know. I feel like artists, they feel stuff more intensely than like the average person, mm-hmm. I believe, which is why they probably aren't able to like come up with this out of the mess, like paintings or just stuff you don't even consciously.
No, because I'm sure Picasso and, you know, Michelangelo and all them niggas wasn't on no lean or something.
But they had stuff back in the day, man. Like, let's not act like people since early civilization did not figure out a way to get half.
Right,
I'm just saying, still, an artist's mind is way different from a regular person. They think of shit we don't think of. And so what I'm saying, with the high-end sensitivity to the world and everything around them, some people may not want to, like, feel that all the time, which can be a reason why they take drugs. Or other people is just like, damn, I'm tired of, I need something to help me stay up and keep moving, which mm-hmm. could be another reason. I don't know, it's just something, just a thought. What drug would you take?
I'm not taking shit.
No, what have you taken?
So the only drugs that I've done in my life has been, okay, so pretty much, I think maybe last year, my best friend, he wanted to go to, we went to Miami, and so he was like, yo, he wanted to just try all types of shit. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I just got weed, and I got Molly, and that was just about it. So
Molly.
Yeah.
What y'all was doing on Molly?
Honestly, it just kept us up. I feel like that's the only thing that it had an effect on. We was drinking it. Well, I put it in the alcohol.
Yeah, like Molly water.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I just put it in the alcohol.
You put it in the alcohol? I don't think.
I know. Dangerous. It was dangerous, but we did it anyways. But nothing really happened. It just kept us up. We went to the club, and then we didn't go until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
That sounds miserable. You know how I am about my sleep.
All right. No, but
Wait, but you did poppers. That's technically a drug.
I don't call poppers a drug, and for the gay niggas, if y'all know exactly what it is, I don't really take that so much as...
Okay, and for straight people, I'm going to try it one day.
I want you to try it. I really want you to try it, because... When I tell you, to me, that is just...
It's like a muscle relaxant, right?
It's whatever the fuck it is, okay? It just relaxes you, and, you know, you use it, you know, during sex. So, it's something
that... It's a sex drug. Is it addictive?
I don't think it's a sex drug. I don't know. It's just whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see. Is poppers addictive? I'm going to look this up.
No, it's not addictive. So you already know, when you have sex and certain things like heighten your sex, mm-hmm. you're always going to do it. You're always going to want to do it during sex. So look, I encourage the straight dudes, whoever, just try it once, you know, and see how it works for you. Because I just know for me, it's a whole nother level type of situation.
Okay, well, I haven't done any drugs.
You a fucking lie.
What am I lying about? You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
Besides weed.
Oh.
That's it. Everything else I'm good on. Like, I just really don't have time to be tripping out.
Right.
I don't have time to be getting addicted to nothing. Life is too precious for me to be somewhere
some
strung
bullshit.
Out.
Right.
I can't risk it. But what I do want to try, and only because they said it's not addictive, it's mushrooms.
Mushrooms. I was just about to say that. But I
it's a psilocybin drug, and so usually those drugs, again, are not addictive. And then what really, the only reason I really got interested in doing it is because I was listening to a podcast.
Okay.
Y'all know I'm a podcast head.
Well, what podcast were you listening to? So can you give them a little shout out since they gave you this little shit?
How Things Work or something like mm-hmm. that. And they was talking about how shrooms work.
Well, shout out to them.
Yeah, so first of all, I'm sad bar. I was going to go to one of their podcast shows or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they wanted $200 and something for a ticket.
Okay. That's what they charging now. Shit. When we get big and we charging some shit, so that's just what's going to be.
I was like, what? Andy Cohen and them didn't even charge that much. Well, for VIP they did, but not for a general admission. Anyways, so they was just saying, like, with mushrooms, you're able to recall, like, childhood memories and stuff that you literally forgot right. about. So that's kind of the only reason.
But I'm you will hallucinate.
That's the part I'm not interested in.
You will be seeing shit. You'll be seeing Pokemons running around and shit. You'll be seeing all types of weird shit. But that's definitely one thing I did want to try as well.
Oh,
I was definitely down with that.
That looked like something we can do in like 5 years.
So,
no chance.
I just found out what Tina was.
What is that?
I think I still... I don't know. Somebody was talking to me about Tina. And I believe maybe it has something to do with maybe Molly, maybe in the family of crack cocaine.
I don't want to try it.
I'm just saying, like, I just found out what it was. And again, you know, I don't really know what it is. So if anybody know what it is, just go ahead and hit us up and let us know what, you know, precisely what it is, because I don't want to, like, mislead anybody. Cause...
And if anybody have any tripped out drug experiences, let us know. But, stay off all that hardcore
right.
shit.
Right.
Nope. We talking about right. I don't want y'all doing Molly's, Perks, Lean.
You don't need to do nothing that's going to, like, have some type of crazy ass effect on you. Like, the only thing that I would is just chill with is just weed. I'm good on that.
Stuff from the earth.
And that's it.
Not
like all made. Like all them other extra shit. Isn't cocaine, ain't all that powder shit from the earth?
Come on now, we're not gonna take it there.
I'm just saying
it
though.
It comes from a plant, but then it's all this other
right.
stuff.
No. All I'm saying is you don't need
you
to be taking no other shit.
You can't literally just pick it up.
Shit.
Like with shrooms, you can pick that up off the ground and do whatever you're gonna do with it. Eat it, sniff it, whatever. Same thing with weed. You just pick it up off the plant and smoke all
right.
it. With cocaine, they gotta do some old other stuff to turn it into powder. So,
hey, all right.
And I know a lot of y'all be out here doing cocaine too. Just so, and I'm judging y'all. They trying to take away the stigma away from it. Everybody like, oh, it's just you just do a puff and it
right.
ain't nothing. All the girls is into it now. How y'all think they all getting skinny now? Okay. Because, yeah, a lot of people doing it, and they trying to just make you feel like it's cool and it's okay. And
no, I grew up
in the 80s.
I'm good on just whatever.
We seen what the crack epidemic did to people. Y'all shouldn't even be playing around with stuff like that.
All right.
Okay.
But people don't give a fuck. So, again, rest in peace to Juice WRLD. I'm still going to be listening to the music. I definitely enjoy his sound. So.
That's another testament. It's like, just first of all, whatever you want to do in this life, you need to get out here and get it. So I'm really happy that he got to at least experience what he wanted to experience in life as far as becoming successful. And then also, life is very short. Make sure you tell everybody you love them, that you do love.
Definitely.
Try to spend time with people. Call them, text them. Just let them know that you are thinking about them before it's too late.
And definitely thank God, you know, that you're able to, like, leave your house and come back in one piece. Because, you know, the world is crazy as fuck. You just don't know what kind of bullshit's out there, what kind of car accidents may be waiting, what kind of truck is about to be out there. You're on your morning commute to work, to school, wherever you going.
Speaking of, I have another RIP to the UPS driver who passed away in the shootout down in Miami. His UPS truck got hijacked by some robbers, and the police start chasing them. And you can't even say it was a high-speed chase because it's a UPS truck.
Right.
Some things are going past 35, 40 miles per hour. Okay, this is in the middle of traffic jam hours, and the police go into a full-blown shootout in the middle of traffic with these people. So, the UPS driver, of course, ended up getting killed. Both of the robbers end up getting killed. And then an innocent person in their car, just like trying to get home, got killed as well by the police.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
Well, I think that's probably like a lack of a bad judgment call to sit there and you know, attack right there in fucking traffic and shit.
Well, the police excuse is that the robbers started shooting at them first, so they had to shoot back, but it just don't feel right in my spirit. When I was watching a video of it, like, the police are literally hiding behind civilian cars. Like, people are in their cars trying to go to the light, right. And you got a police officer on the side of your car with his gun right. out. Like,
that's pretty
intense. I feel like they probably should have retreated, you know, for a minute until it was less traffic, or at least just followed the car and eventually got the robbers. That way, hopefully, the UPS driver, he could have been alive and the other civilian getting home, trying to get home. And it happened like the day or right before Thanksgiving. So.
Right, right.
Oh, God. Bad news.
Well, like I said, continue to make sure that you are very thankful. And you ask the God for all types of protection on your family and your friends, whatever they're doing, wherever they are in the world. Just send all the blessings and the and protection that God could afford them.
Okay.
Yep.
Speaking of somebody who don't need protection.
Who are you talking about?
R. Kelly is back in the news, him and his concubines.
That man is sick. And the story is getting a little bit out of hand and, you know, just a little too much. So
it's a never-ending story. I'm so annoyed by it. Mm-hmm. Like, first we thought it died down. Okay, this nigga in jail. We just waiting on him to be sentenced or whatever. He must be running out of money, or the girl's running out of money. Something is happening. But next thing you know, the girl... Joycelyn Savage,
right?
She creates an Instagram account saying she's gonna chronicle all the abuse and everything between them. And then she created a Patreon page basically saying, to hear my story, you gotta sign up for Patreon.
And you gotta pay certain, like, you
for Patreon, it was like $25.
Right. So for her story.
For her story, right? And then the other girl... This was ironic to me, because I feel like maybe she had something to do with it. The other girl, Azriel Clay, or Clayton, she ended up creating an Instagram and YouTube account, like, the same day.
Right?
So then, like, the story started making its rounds across the media or whatever. So it's, like, on the morning news. It's all over the place. Everybody is, like, one of the girls is finally telling her story. Then she comes back out and she's like, no, that wasn't me. I would never betray Robert like that. I love him. He's my best friend. Woo, woo, woo. The other little girl, she's just steady trying to, like, make money off YouTube. Like, right. Live on YouTube and stuff. So, Patreon ended up taking down the account because they said that they couldn't confirm that it was Joycelyn. They asked
I feel like it was her parents.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like it was the other little girl, because how come you got on the internet the same day as this girl is telling her story?
I feel like it's the parents. The parents are out there for money. They don't give a fuck. They don't care.
That's what she been saying, but I really don't want to believe that the parents is just selling her out like that.
Well, I have a clip of her dad just do not give a fuck about her at all.
It's like, the same, y'all. I don't know if y'all remember, but this the girl where her parents was making all of their rounds on every morning show, every radio station. Anybody who would listen said, mind you, the interesting part about her story is that she was technically an adult when he met her.
Right.
So it's just like, why are y'all steady trying to find her? She doesn't want to be found, and she's an adult. You know what I mean? She wasn't a child. So that's why her story was a little bit more... than everybody else's.
So listen to this clip of, you know, how he feels about his daughter. So listen to this.
She got robbed. She don't need you, but she wants you. No, you won't. She don't. But at this particular point, she does need her father. I don't give a fuck with nobody. That's her man, but she needs her father. But her father's against her right now. That's how she feels.
I'm not getting her, bro. I'm done with
you. That's how she feels? You want your daughter, man. She's your daughter forever. Tim, that's your daughter till the day you die, she die. Hey.
So her father was having a conversation with his friend Tim, and literally, like, just saying,
but
like,
that clip doesn't say nothing.
He don't care about his daughter.
He didn't say that. the guy is just saying your daughter right. Knew her father.
Okay, so check this clip out.
He can do what he gonna do. I go out and make my meeting, and he got a nice wife for him.
So that was his dad.
That was her dad saying, like, you know what, Rob could just go ahead and keep his wife. I'm gonna go ahead and make my millions and do what I gotta do. He could just go ahead and keep his wife.
How are he making millions? Because that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Right, the way he's making his millions is on his daughter's story. You know what I'm saying? Going to different shows, going to different, TV series and shit like that. So Tim, which is the dad's friend, is like, yo, your daughter needs you. Like, you can't just say, like, you're done with your daughter. You just can't say that. And she's like, nah, she'll be good. Rob has himself a nice wife. I'm good. Let me go make my million. So that, to me, is just kind of fucked up. And I feel like if the dad feels like that, the mom was just right around the corner with that shit.
Yeah, because they still together.
Right.
No wonder she don't want to come back home. That's disgusting.
Right.
But, R. Kelly has also been charged with bribing a government official to get a fake ID for Aaliyah in 1994. He ended up getting married to her like the next day after he got the fake ID. So they just trying to find any way to make sure he stays in jail and no longer would be a danger to society.
Right.
They just found this stuff from 1994.
I mean,
they could have done that sooner, though.
Once you start digging, everything is going to be uncovered. So that's what they say, what's done in the dark will always find a way to light.
I don't always believe that, but I feel it. Where's her parents?
Not giving a fuck about her.
No, seriously. Aaliyah's parents, I don't understand why we haven't heard from them.
Oh, her parents?
Yeah, why haven't we heard anything about how awful R. Kelly is?
Because they were in on it.
They put out any statements.
Aaliyah's parents were in on all that bullshit.
I mean, at this point, I'm starting to believe it because...
I mean,
have to make all these TV appearances but one statement, but they probably don't want to open up that can of worms.
My thing is, right, it's good to just shut the fuck up and stay gone. Because if you come out... You know how it is out here and how social media is. So they're going to destroy them, like, period. You allowed your 15-year-old daughter to be with this grown-ass nigga. Come on. And I feel like the only reason why y'all did that shit was because he was R. Kelly and he had money. If another nigga out in the street was just going to be like, yo, I want to talk to your daughter, this and that, whatever. Hell nah.
Mm-hmm.
You would not have done that shit. So fuck them for what they did.
Okay, so this is getting a little bit uncomfortable now because y'all know I like this man. I like him.
Who?
Okay? But people keep pulling out receipts and I'm like, oh my gosh, don't make me have to stop listening to him too. Okay, y'all.
Well,
so.
I love Drake. So I am damn near in love with Drake. I love him.
I don't love him like that, but I love his music. I don't care about his personality, none of that shit.
I love me some Drake. Like I said, I've always been watching him since Degrassi. He was like the only damn near the only black dude on Degrassi, so it was just like okay.
And
that's,
he's half black.
Right. Whatever. So I was featuring him then. And I'm still featuring him now.
Okay, so let me know if you still featuring him after this tea. Okay, so an article came out from this magazine called WearYourVoiceMag.com. Mm-hmm. And the author, she's saying that we need to keep an eye out for Drake.
Mm-hmm.
She feel like he on some R. Kelly shit. And he's getting away with it because technically
Did she say specifically R. Kelly shit? Did she reference?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm. She's just like, technically, she was like, you know how back when the stuff with R. Kelly was happening, everybody noticed that this wasn't right.
Right.
But because everybody loved R. Kelly, he got away with it.
Right, right.
And he was doing the shit in our face.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she's saying. She's like, Drake is basically doing this stuff in our face. And because we love Drake the artist, we giving him a pass on certain stuff.
I mean, I don't think nobody's giving him a pass. I feel like there's no evidence yet. I mean, yeah, he made his comment on
stage. But that's what she's saying. With R. Kelly, it was like, yet, technically. Nobody
nigga,
was really...
Everybody, yo, R. Kelly put out a fucking sex tape and he was peeing on a girl. That shit, come on. Really? Okay. That's way on the other end of what they're alleging that, you know, Drake is doing. You know what I'm saying? So... that's way two different categories. But we can't just sit there and accuse this man of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, okay, some of the shit is looking, you know, now since you pulled out that receipt. So go ahead and give them.
Okay, so first of all, she just goes over the fact that he has these relationships with younger women. And it's just like, who does that? Like, this is not okay. So, she brought up examples how some actress or a singer or somebody, her name is Millie Bobby Brown, she's 14 years old, she said how her and Drake be texting all the time. She's like, he's like a best friend to her. Another girl named Billy Ellis, she's 17, she said her, like, Drake is so nice to her, they text all the time. And then she's, that's how she starts the article. Like, basically, what is 32, 33-year-old Drake doing texting a 14 and 17-year-old? Like, don't nobody else consider that odd?
Now, what is the context of the conversation? Like, is he just sending, you know, is he sending motivational shit? Like things to influence them? Like, things that may help the little girls? Like, what's the context?
One of the little girls, it was like, just like, I think she had sent a screenshot before, something like, how you doing?
Right.
It was kind of innocent. It was innocent. It wasn't sexual or nothing like that. But what the author is saying is like, when grown men look at a little girl and deem her to be his target, that's how they get in. They start back grooming them so you can feel comfortable around them. So it always starts very friendly.
Right.
Oh, I got you if you ever need something. If your parents don't want to talk to you or you don't have anybody to lean on, you can lean on me. Like, that's how it starts. It starts completely innocent
and platonic.
But again,
we don't know the...
I'm just telling you.
Right.
What
I mean, I get it.
What is going on? I don't think he...
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to say he's not doing it. I don't know. All I'm saying is, in a normal world, if somebody was texting, if a grown woman was texting my 12-year-old son,
right.
I don't know what they got to talk about. I don't care if she's a... Let's say he want to be an NBA player. I don't care if she's a WNBA player. At the end of the day... you shouldn't be texting him unless I'm included in text messages. Like,
I mean, I think I definitely will feel uncomfortable if some grown ass
right,
woman
so you just,
texting
you,
my texting
but you
my little
just
brother.
Gave him a pass. We don't know.
But
I
mean, but for me, I would always check. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just check to see what the hell y'all talking about. But I just feel like that's it. But I don't want to sit there and condemn somebody for something that we just don't know.
Do you think it's appropriate?
I don't see a reason why a grown man would ever need to, but I feel like because he's Drake and he can motivate people, could just be like, yo, this is what you could do, this is what, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so why hasn't any little boys came out saying
right,
that
so
Drake
we don't, right,
texted
that,
me and
that,
we're
that,
like, cool,
that,
like
that was my next thing.
Someone, no.
Is, are there boys who are, you know, who he's mentoring or that are younger? He might.
He might, but we just don't have any information
we just,
on that yet.
We
no
just
little
don't
boys
know.
Is saying, like, no 12-year-old boy saying, hey, Drake is
because they don't feel like
me.
It's an issue, maybe.
I don't know, but it ain't looking right under the
I just,
light.
Look, Drake, don't fuck up.
So then they pulled up some tweets from 2009 where he says, if Amazing was a young bitch, I'd be going to jail because I'm fucking amazing.
You said what?
He said, if Amazing was a young bitch, I'd be going to jail because I'm fucking amazing. Like, it was a play on words, but it was still kind of twisted. You don't get it?
If Amazing, I'm sorry, guys.
If Amazing was a girl.
Right.
If she was young, I'd be going to jail because I'm fucking amazing. I'm fucking amazing.
I feel like, okay,
it was a play on words,
but
I
feel like...
But he always had these little themes with play on words when it comes to teenagers and stuff like that. I think he has a song called Teenage Love Affair or something like that. Let me look it up. I believe so.
But what if he's thinking about him when he was young and he was a teenager and he had all
it's called teenage fever. So, I don't know. He just has this thing to me. He has a thing. He got a teenage thing. Let's not. Come on. You better watch a pattern when you see it.
But do you see a pattern, though? Like, what's, I do. What's the pattern? Give me the pattern, though.
I just said, like, he's fascinated with, like, teenage years. I'm not saying he's, like, a grooming nobody, but I'm just saying he's fascinated.
But you don't have. But I feel like you're making the whole teenage thing into a, like, making it into a negative thing.
It's just a pattern. Once that starts happening more than once, it becomes a pattern. I'm just saying. So, what else? They said that he dated Haley Baldwin when she was 19, but he had been knowing her since she was 14. That's kind of iffy. The same with Georgia Smith. They said he was dating her at one point, but he had met her when she was like 17. But then he didn't come out to officially dating her till she was like 20 or something. So kind of like the same thing Tigger did with Kylie. It's like you get in there, become friends with them, and then when they become of age, then you make your official move.
Your move.
And that's kind of predatory.
Whew, I'm sending some strong words.
And I don't want to put this out there, but because it was Drake, I was like, let me read this.
Right.
Let me read this. Okay, so here's a few clips from a performance that he had some years ago where the little girl, she was on stage and he's like singing to her. He's feeling on her like it's a show. And then she says that she's 17. And you would think that he would have just like been like, oh, okay, you got to get off the stage.
Right.
But no, this is what happened. She says, I'm 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then he say, oh my gosh, why do you look like that? Like, look at all of that. You're thick. Okay. And as if that wasn't cringy enough, I'm thinking he was going to kick her off stage. Mm-hmm. But he did it. It got even worse.
I was 17. I had fun. I don't know if I should feel guilty or not, but I had fun. I like the way your breasts feel against my chest.
I just hope.
He said, well, listen, 17, I had fun. I don't know if I should feel guilty or not, but I like the way your breast felt on my chest. Like, what the fuck? And he said it in front of everybody because everybody likes him. No, nobody batted an eye. It was just like, okay.
So well, we don't know that.
Huh?
We don't know. People didn't say, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they were still cheering. You just watched it.
Not everybody. You just don't know. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So you would have been one of the people in there just like, oh.
No.
It ain't that big of a deal.
It does.
She's almost 18.
Oh, my gosh. No, don't make me seem like that person because I'm not.
I'm just saying.
But, you know, I just really hope that Drake ain't out here on some funny shit.
And if he is, I hope this prompts him to fucking stop it.
Right. Because you're going to end up like R. Kelly very soon.
And you got way more money. So they going to definitely come for you. Everybody you even looked at the wrong way going to come out and be like, Drake was texting me when I was 15 too. Mm-hmm. So. So, y'all know it's a new term out now.
A new what?
A new term.
What
so,
is it?
When you're like not bothered. It's I'm Omarion to the bullshit.
All right. I mean, I love the way Omarion addressed the whole situation. I love the fact. I mean, because it is fucked up. Fizz and April. You know, a lot of people say like, oh, why is it that I can't date somebody else? Somebody that, you know, my friend or this person have dated and whatever. Oh, you know, what if I miss out on an opportunity of finding love? Like, bitch, you're not supposed to find out shit because ain't shit there. You know what I'm saying? Like, for you to even put it in your mind to that's okay to go, like, fuck around with your brother's ex-girlfriend or your cousin's ex or your best friend. Like, that shit to me makes absolutely no sense. So, to me,
I think it's a little bit of an exception to it.
Really?
Yes.
What's the exception?
The exception is where y'all disconnect for, like, years. I'm talking years.
You and your friend?
Huh?
You and your friend or...
You and whoever. Like, let's say them, your friend and their man or the ex-baby daddy or whatever, they've been broken up for, let's say, 15, 20 years. And then you end up meeting this ex somewhere...
Mm-hmm.
Just randomly, and then y'all start talking, and then something
happens. But you're still friends with your friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the end of the day,
I wouldn't be offended if it happened to me. That's all I'm saying.
To me, it just so
20 years shows later, just, you married just happily lawyer.
It
with
don't
kids.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Get
at,
out of here.
No,
that's
for
ridiculous.
Real. At the end of the motherfucking day, it's just not supposed to be. It's just not supposed to be.
But it is one-offs where it does happen, and I'm not gonna shame people when it does happen. Like
okay,
that.
Listen. At the end of the day, just be ready to lose that friendship. If that friendship meant anything to you, just be ready to lose it. Cause I see there's millions of other niggas out here. You want to go fuck somebody that I was fucking or I was messing around with. Or
20
I was doing
years
whatever.
Later,
it don't fucking matter.
20 years. Oh, I forgot who I was talking to. 20 years later, no, I don't care. You got him.
Shit. But look, all I'm saying is that type of shit to me just don't make no sense. So for Fizz and April, that shit was fucked up.
No, that was disgusting.
That was
absolutely.
That was fucked up. Y'all was all
but
friends.
If she met Little Fizz 20 years from now, I would not have this conversation. I would just be like, hey, shit happens. And that's the real tea. Because they still in a situation and it's so close to home, I don't like that.
So what if, okay, 20 years later, even though this situation did happen, the whole, they went to court, all types of bullshit, it was very messy the way it is now. What if, like, 20 years later, they decide to do it, so you will still be okay with it?
Because 20 years later, and Omarion is married with some bad bitch with some beautiful ass kids somewhere. April would have been living her life. She don't even talk to
y'all
Omarion.
Still friends, though.
The kids
no,
are teenagers.
But Fizz and Omarion are still like good.
Yeah, because he didn't intentionally go out trying to connect with this woman. It was just like, literally.
So
some
it's about
shit
intent.
Happened. Yeah, it's about intent. It's just like something happened and then we end up connecting and then it just went from there.
So, okay, so if it happened unintentionally, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Years from now. I'm not taking that back. Years from now. It cannot be like, we still in this situation. We see each other every other day. Like, no.
So.
Like somebody said, everybody need their ass beat.
So in this situation,
no.
Omarion decided that he was gonna, you know, do a tour, the Millennium Tour, and did not, you know, include the whole B2K and include them.
He's going as a solo artist instead of with B2K.
As a collective.
I fuck with it.
Right.
But that shows you that he was not unbothered. He was very much so bothered.
No.
He just didn't react to it like people would have expected him to react to it. He wasn't petty. He was more mature and grown about it. But I still feel like he was bothered. Because he could have did the tour and still had B2K on there and just not included Fizz. Fizz
no.
was not...
You cannot do a B2K... tour and not have Fizz. Fizz is a part of B2K, so it makes absolutely no sense. And I'm pretty sure the other two members of the group would not even want to like sign on to that bullshit. It makes no sense. So
that's not true because J Bug was online like, "Damn, Fizz messed up our money."
I mean, he
so
did.
He was willing to do it. So then,
yeah,
like,
of course he was willing to do it.
Pretty Ricky was on there like, "Hey, we need another member. If you want to come on, you could be with us." And he was like, "Hit my line." So,
right. With
that being said, if Omarion would have invited J Bug on it, he would have still did.
Listen, but there's no point of doing a B2K if it's not the whole B2K. Of course, Boog is gonna want to do it. It's money, but. I'm going as a solo artist, and that's just that. And I feel like that, to me, is the biggest win.
And he definitely
you know what
went,
I'm saying?
But he was bothered.
I don't feel like he was bothered, because a person that's bothered would have been responding to shit, would have been like,
we
yo.
Don't know what that man was doing behind closed doors. He
that's
just didn't go to social media with
you know what
it.
I'm saying? But he had an interview with Vlad TV, and so they were definitely discussing the whole thing and just seeing like, yo, like, how do you feel about it? So this is pretty much what he pretty much said.
I don't feel no ways. I don't feel any way about it. I think that you know, if they're happy, you know, then they should be happy. You know what I'm saying? I think they should change the narrative, though. But what she does is, you know, live your life. You know what I mean? Live your life. I think people should do whatever makes them happy. I think they should change the narrative.
So,
right.
I mean, to me,
I'm not buying it.
To me, I just feel like he just don't give a fuck. He didn't want her anyways.
That's a fact.
He's the one who left. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he packed his shit up and left. His mom never was fucking with her anyway, so it was like a win-win for them both. You know what I'm saying? The mom don't have to deal with her ass anymore. So I really don't feel like I feel like he was completely unbothered. Yo, if you guys are happy, if that makes you happy, by all means, do that without making no money, because I'm about to go on this show, on this tour.
You know what? Now that I think about it, okay, he may not have been bothered, but he was more so, he still wanted revenge.
And I think the tour was making money is the ultimate revenge. Like, that is, kudos to fucking Omarion. You know, I would definitely.
Because she was trying to be funny when they had the first B2K tour. She was, like, coming on tour. She was backstage or whatever with the kids all hugged up on Fizz. Right. And it was just like. And people like, why are you going on tour and your baby daddy there and whoa, whoa, whoa. And she was like, my man is there. Like, what do you mean? You know, right. It's just like you was creating a hostile and an uncomfortable work environment for your BD and for what? Now, you can't do that. Go see how it is to be on tour with Fizz.
With nobody there.
It would never happen.
Round of applause for fucking Omarion.
Gosh, you are crazy. So what happened with, you said somebody was like, okay, so sorry you all, we're done with the Omarion and Lil Fizz, but on a more personal note, there was a situation where one of my friends, she was on the phone with her man, and she always be like, okay, bye, I love you. And then he be like, I love you too. But now she's bothered.
Right. I feel like there is definitely, definitely a big difference between I love you and just love you. Do you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do? Okay, cool. So,
what's the difference?
I feel like I love you is a little bit more intimate. It's a little bit more, it's a little bit more passionate. What you think?
It is more passionate. I don't like saying that shit. I don't. So
I just feel like love you is just like, all right, love you. Like, if you're about to go somewhere, if you're about to, like, do something. But to me, if somebody's literally saying that I love you, I think I would reciprocate it with saying, like, I love you too. Because just saying love you just, you know, don't sound right. It just don't match.
Yes, it do. You send a heart. Or he'll be like, I love you too. I don't know.
That's okay. But just say love you.
Maybe he just don't love her like that.
Oh, damn.
What?
So they don't, that person don't, so you think that her man does not love her?
He might not be that much, that into her like she thinks.
Okay, so saying love you just,
It's too generic in general, and it's just, like, basic.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta put the I in front of it when you're trying to emphasize
be
it.
Be intimate, really, right.
Uh-huh. So, girl, don't let him do that too many times before you catch that clue.
Damn.
All right. I wish I had a quote for you all, but we don't. So, until next time.
All right, later.
Toodles.